This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Secret Service is investigating a hacker who may have gained illegal access to emails between members of the George W. and H.W. Bush family, reportedly getting access to photos, phone numbers, and private addresses. Now, right now, let's talk about how to avoid that sort of thing, whether or not you're a former president. Marketplace tech contributor Chester Wisniewski of the computer security firm Sophos says, do yourself a favor, get rid of that password that you chose during the Pleistocene era.
Yeah, we've been hearing stories like the Bushes all too frequently lately regarding accounts being compromised. And it is a good reminder to go through, especially things like email or perhaps your social media accounts where you may have a lot of personal and private kind of stuff in there, and change those passwords. I talked to a couple of friends about this recently, and they were using the same password as when they created their Hotmail account in 1998, right, and never really changed it.
Chester, let me ask you, though. When LinkedIn got hacked a number of months ago, I went through and changed all my passwords, and now I can't remember how to get into most of the sites that I want to get into.
Well, that actually leads into a secondary, part of this, securing your email account. Part of the problem here is when you forget all that stuff, instead of asking you for your password, of course, they ask you what was the first car you drove when you were in high school, or what's your favorite color, or, this type of information, which we call knowledge-based authentication. It's that way for you to recover when you forget that password. And unfortunately, it seems sometimes a bit silly that you spent all this time trying to memorize those 12 characters with numbers and symbols, and I can get around that by knowing your dog is named Fluffy. So I think it's another piece of advice for not getting your email account hacked to look at maybe falsely answering those questions with something unrelated. And, what was the name of your first dog? And the answer might be Green. I write them down on a sheet of paper and keep them around my false profile of how I answer those secret security questions.
Good advice. Chester Wisniewski, Sophos, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.